Ideas made easy. See binglee.com.au for details.
TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival Road to Magic Millions action hits top gear with Loch Ness Stakes Day. Doomben today. Featuring five black type Magic Million lead-ups, including the Loch Ness Stakes, the Bribey Handicap, and the Feelin' Ready. This is the must-know form leading to Australia's richest summer race day, Magic Millions. Loch Ness Stakes Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock. This is Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. This hour, all about Villiers Day at Randwick. Ron Duppersey is with us. We'll go to Mark Van Gestel now, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, and the good news is at the moment, I'm not stressing at the moment, but the radar looks pretty clear.
Yeah, it looks pretty good at the moment, Andrew. Hopefully it stays that way throughout the day, but probably be lucky to get away with the rainfall that we've had, and we'll have a look at it as we race throughout the day.
Yeah, soft seven, and obviously we haven't been there for a number of weeks, but listening to Navesh Ramdani earlier, he said this is the best the track has come back in his time, so that's a good report.
No, it's all looks well, and obviously, you know, giving these tracks a break, as we saw, you know, Rose Hill leading, you know, 6 weeks in a row, it does certainly assist the tracks of their recovery.
Understand. All right, what have you got for us, Mark?
Out of race three, Andrew, number two, our Malambo, Rose Hill, 24th of November. Finished eighth there, the form shows, beating 2.9 lengths, but over the final 150 metres, it was held up on heels and couldn't be tested. It's one that could have finished closer. In that same race, Sweet Scandal from the Demerara race, 24th of November. It was first up on that occasion to finish fourth there, beaten a length, but it was held up for clear running in the straight and it couldn't really be tested at any stage. It did secure clear running inside the 50, but obviously much too late, and it found the line reasonably well when it did find clear ground. Take over to race eight, number nine, Roman Sun, Rosehill on the 1st of December. First up on that occasion, finished sixth behind Arraignment. Spoke to Glenn Schofield in respect to his riding of the horse. It did want to lay in the straight, and except for this reason, he elected to take a run between runners. Run close about the 200 metres at the shift to the outside to secure clear ground. And once it did get clear ground, it finished the race off quite strongly. And two to mention in the last Andrew, race nine of the three, Gresham, 1st of December at Rose Hill, finished fourth behind Matt Maker. Began only fairly on that occasion, but it was held up in the early part of the straight, and then over the final 200 metres it rose quite tight, and towards the finish couldn't in fact be tested, should have finished closer. And number seven, Mr. Tickets at Canterbury on the 30th of November, finished sixth behind Sama Dowd, beaten three lengths. Change of tactics that day to be ridden with a bit of cover, but it missed a start, settled back, had to make a long run making the home turn, hampered at the 150 metres when it was making ground, and except in the circumstances, was pretty good.
Okay, Mr. Tickets there with Gresham in the last. I know Tim Clark didn't ride last night, but I presume he's going to be feeling okay to ride today. You haven't heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything otherwise, Andrew, so I'm assuming that your systems go for Tim.
You'll be all right. Yep, exactly. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duppersey is with us. So too from Racing and Sports, Simon Donopoulos. How are you, Simon?
I'm well, Andrew. I'm well. Welcome back, Ronnie. I have to ask, how'd the Golden Eagle winner look in the flesh, Ronnie? She got much improvement to come at four?
She's got plenty of improvement to come, Simon. She's obviously still in her first racing preparation, so the sky's the limit, I'd suggest. The sky's the limit. How does she rate?
Yeah, it's interesting. We obviously, the Autumn Sun is your pin-up horse for your three-year-olds. She's certainly the best filly this season. So rated 121, so to put that in perspective, Sunlight rated 116 when winning the Coolmore. Mm. And if they were to meet Acadia Queen, obviously, and the Autumn Sun, with that 2 kilo swing, with the weights being the filly's allowance, she's rated 125. So really nothing between the two. And I don't think we're going to see them clash, which is a bit of a shame. Obviously, the Autumn Sun unlikely to race in the spring, being reported. But hopefully we do see her come out and race in Sydney with that regime. It's a shame the Mexicans won't see her, but I think we'll take her with open arms.
I'm sure we will. Well, anyway, our campaign's on the road anyway.
Yeah, get her over it for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bob Peters keeps everything very close to his chest. He's very tight-lipped. Not directly opposite to that is Glenn Munsey. You just can't keep him shut up. Muns, come on in from Tab Fixed Odds.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for your support as well. Good morning, Simon, the only one that is very, very heavily into the Glenn Munsey team. Good morning, Simon. How's Canberra? How's the driving down there in the rain?
Oh, it's been very, it's honestly shocking. Like, growing up in Sydney, you think you see bad drivers, but no, Canberrans certainly take the cake. It's dangerous every time it's raining.
And Ron, welcome back to civilization.
Well, I've been doing work here, Glenn. I see you've been back to one hour shifts during the week, have you? Or I haven't seen much of you.
I've been off-site, Ron.
No, off-site. Oh, okay.
On a course.
Okay.
Yeah, playing well.
got away with a couple of hundred yesterday, so something out of the wreck. Yeah.
Something out of it. All right, well.
Only had 39 yesterday.
Oh, 39, not bad.
Yeah, off 11.
Got to get the handicap. What do they call golfers that just sneak around? Yeah, burglars. Anyway, righto, let's get going because this is a really strong program. We know that we're on a soft seven, but let's hope the storms and the rain are going to come after the last. Have punters been waiting or how's it been the last few days?
Well, they sort of got a little bit busier on a certain number of races yesterday. But usually Wednesday, you know, they're straight into it. But when the rain arrived Wednesday night, the first part of Thursday was pretty quiet till they just saw how much rain we're actually going to get. And then, you know, when they got that extra rain yesterday, they knew they were going to get at a certain point in the track. So that gave them a little bit more confidence to bet, knowing the track wasn't going to get back to probably the good rain. So they went straight into the real wet trackers from that point onwards.
Right. Well, I should mention too, just before you go on, just throw in the last Charlie Chap. We needed a rider for that second emergency that's got to start. Andrew Atkins is now rider. Race 9, 18 Charlie Chap is Andrew Atkins. All right, Glenn, the Tab Highway.
Yeah, today's Tab Highway is a class 3 over 1,000 metres. So Equal Balance came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Starboy came out on Wednesday, 19 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Lifesaver is an $8.50 chance. See Stella, $2.60 and favourite. Manzana is a $12 chance. Risk and Reward with a tongue tie on at 6. Anne Schwa at $14. Invincible Tammy at 21. Mick the Hat is a $4.60 chance. Destiny's Reward at $31. Mr. Brown Fox came out on Thursday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Embezzlement with a tongue control bit on is an $8.50 chance. Gundy, out no deduction. Lulu Reyes out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Squared, out no deduction. And Tobermory with the concussion plates on the front, a $71 chance. See Stella, the best supported runner here. That customer that had 1500 at 3:10 this morning at around about 20 minutes to 8, you do have to cop the deduction of 5 cents for Equal Balance and 2 cents for Lulu Reyes. So you're now on it at $2.88. Went 2.80 after the scratchings. They took 2.80. They also took 2.70. It is now a $2.60 favourite and a dominant pick in the first here. Very, very long way away. Second pick is Mick the Hat and not much between Anchoa and Invincible Tammy.
And Simon, is the favourite the leader in this week's Tab Highway?
Certainly looks that way, Andrew. Before the scratchings, there looked to be plenty of speed. A bit's come out, but there still looks to be a bit of pressure in the race. Invincible Tammy most likely to sit outside the lead. Risk and Reward comes across from the deep. Manzana and Anchoa also press forward. But I think Say Stella, as we saw the last time we saw it this course and distance, I think she can lead these fairly comfortably, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know about comfortably. She's pretty sharp, this Invincible Tammy. But anyway, she... Jail rate or anyway, no matter how the speed is. Look, she was very impressive at her own. She only had one start last preparation, so obviously something wasn't right with her, which is some concern to me. And obviously there's no official trial to go by, but I can understand they have plenty of jump outs there at Canberra, and I know Matt will have her, you know, fairly forward, knowing how he trains. But I just want to run the eye over her, although that doesn't matter, because I remember she walked into the yard at Randwick in September there, and I thought, oh, most of us thought, I thought she just wasn't cleaned up in the coat. There was a few little niggling things. You say, well, she's only got improvement there, and she went straight to the paddock. So we'll get to the bottom of that one, but all I can say is she was very, very impressive. She looks progressive. You have to tip her on suspicion that she's in order here. And if she's fancied, she'll be hard to beat. It's as simple as that. I think the danger is Mick the Hat. He showed good speed winning at Scone there. He just camps up right on him here. He ran, I think over half a second faster than the maiden and the Class 3 on the same day there at Scone. And he does get in here with 51 kilos. So she'll want to be on a game. See Stella to beat him. 6 risk and reward. He was very good at this level last preparation. I penalised him being, you know, 1,000 metres in the draw, but now that we've got 6 scratchings here, it might make it a little bit easier for risk and reward, and Terry's training up a storm over the last month in these highways, so must be considered. And Anjois, number 7, he's still raw, but he's 2 runs for this stable, about 2 wins, and I think 2 good wins, so he could be the value runner. 4.967.
Yeah, sorry, Ronnie, I didn't want to butt in. I spoke to Maddie yesterday.
Good.
And so she pulled up with, it's called Kissing Spine.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, so she's had that. Obviously, Scales of Justice had similar. So she's gone for rehab. He said he's really happy with her. She's come back. He thinks she's in better. She's going to look better than what she did when you saw her at Randwick last start. Her coat's a lot better. He just said coming back from that little niggle, he hasn't really fully extended her yet, so all looks well with her. She's had a few jump outs. She's in good order. It's just until you really let them go, you're not really sure. But look, she's in good order. The stable's really happy with her. And as you mentioned, she will parade a lot better than what she did at Randwick the last time you saw her. So all systems go with her. Hopefully she can perform well. I've got her on top. I think this simple fact, if she does what she did at the course and distance last start, I think she'll be winning. That performance was very good. She ran time. I think she leads here for Jay Ford. And as mentioned, if she's perfectly okay, she was recovered from that injury, I think she's going to be very hard to beat. I think the danger is number 3, Lifesaver. Got to respect here. 2 performances begin this campaign were very good. Gets back to that level of form. Has to be respected. Hugh Bowman, obviously a key booking. Fellow Canberra and Embezzlement, racing good order last time in. She made good improvement. Just the barrier is a bit of a question mark, but by all reports, she's also prepped up well for this first up assignment. And number 7, Antoine, flying this time in. 2 runs back have been very good, has to be respected. But certainly with the favourite, say Stella, I think she leads and be hard to beat. My numbers 4, 3, 12 and 7.
Just on that Kissing Spine, it's to do with a back problem. It's like a vertebrae. And okay. It can be like a pressing on your vertebrae. So it can be, some cases can be more serious than others, but obviously they're on top of that.
Okay, I'm glad you're. That was my next question, Duff. Just what it did do.
Yeah, I know a few horses that have had that, and then some better than others.
Yeah, I understand. Certainly, from Matt Dale's point of view, he's got it fit and got it ready to go. Say Stella is also the fancy for Darren Flindell, our race caller. 4 on top to beat 12, 6 and 9. 4, 12, 6 and 9 in the first, Glen.
Yes, and of course, Say Stella is 6 stars in Italian, which is the type of residence Ronnie usually resides in when he's over there. Not class.
When I downgraded it.
Yes. Yeah.
Right on, then, Glenn.
Okay, I'd hate you to be saying, Andrew, we're running short of time. The second here, the Summer Racing, this is the benchmark 76 over 1,100 metres, and Mad for Art is a $17 chance. Dio D'Oro is at $7. Mr. Songman at $3.90. That price makes it favourite. Regiment is out, came out Wednesday. 9 cents a winner, 9 cents a place. Sedition at 21. Deprive at 5. Miss Turak Flyer at 13. Gongs with the blinkers on, but the winkers off at $8.50. Connemara is a $13 chance. Miss Invincible ran last night at Canterbury. Out. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Ready to Profit, blinkers on at $12. Tell Me is out, and I haven't written down the deduction there. I'll just give it to you as I go to a separate section here. the deduction, probably be about 8 cents or something. For Tell Me, it will be 8 cents and 8 cents, good guess. Then we've got Military Zone with a cross noseband on at $5.50. And Saint-Pierre, Jackson Morris to ride one over at 54 is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here is Military Zone down the bottom. Roughly about a quarter of the investment on the race, slightly more than Mr. Songman. Third pick, Dio D'Oro.
And Simon, how much pace over 1,100?
Looks good speed, Andrew. Ready for profit, with the blinkers back on. Looks to lead. Sedition kicks up from the inside. Then you've got Mad for Art and Mr. Songman also pressing forward. So Kunamara also shouldn't be too far away. So I think a decent tempo here, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. I quite like this three-year-old Military Zone here, first up from a spill. I thought he did really good things last preparation. He won that maiden at Newcastle well, and then he loved his win beating Denawi at Randwick there, and then he went straight to the up-and-coming, and he was probably ridden a little close there, but he still stuck on really, really well. Little question mark on soft tracks with him, because he's no real experience there. He had his first run on a soft five and didn't do a bad job. But I just think, although he's eligible for easier races than this, this is a lovely, it sits up perfectly for him, and I loved his recent trial. So he's on top. Three, Mr. Songman, was encouraging first up run for Gay and Adrian, and doesn't have to improve much here. Gongs, I'm a bit of a sucker for her, but I like the gear change of the blinkers back on here, and she just got hurled up a few little times last time there. And Ready to Profit's the other one that's been back to the trials and really looked the part. So blinkers back on, look for improvement there. Look, I'm interested in what Bjorn said about Connemara this morning. He seems bullish that she's not a bad filly. And the other one that I was looking at here was Dia D'Oro, who was the first horse backed on Wednesday, probably with the anticipation of rain. And I want to know what this bottom one's doing here. Hasn't trialled since September. It's by Piero. Why, isn't there any maidens at the Gold Coast? Something could be on there. I mean, close watch on that, even though it might be just here to pick up the 3,500 anyway. 13, 3, 8 and 11.
Same Quinella for me, Ronnie, with Military Zone. I think, as you touched on, came a long way last prep. His performance to win at Randwick over the 1,200, Ben Denawi there, was very good. He was a sectional star and really liked his trial recently at Canterbury, just coasted to the line and looks well set up here. Kieran McAvoy down in the weights. Just from the draw, how far back he gets, that's the one question mark. But I think he's certainly got the talent to run over the top of them. Certainly respect number three, Mr. Songman. Just back in trip, or staying 1,100, I should say, is the one query. And Adrian suggested that this morning. He will be better over further. But certainly was very good on debut for the new stable, and he shouldn't have any concerns with the wet track. Number six, Deprive, obviously disappointing if you backed him first up. But given the way the race was run, I don't think his performance was all that bad. Similar to Military Zone, likely to get back, but he's certainly got the talent, this horse, so big watch today. And number 11, ready for profit, big spec here, blinkers back on. If she runs up to her best form, they'll certainly know she's there. But with Military Zone, I think he's going to be hard to hold out. My numbers 13, 3, 6 and 11.
Race caller Darren Flindell goes for Dio D'Oro here. Back for Gary Portelli, as Ron mentioned. Two on top to beat 3-5 and 1 in the second. 2-3-5 and 1. And of course, as normal, Glenn with the tab. Those fixed odds bets, races 1-4 at Randwick and Flemington. The bonus bets up to $50 if your horse runs second or third. So that operates again today.
Yes, on both those meetings, Andrew, and we say each week the best way to find out all the promotions and the special offers from tab.com.au is go to the website. Log on with your account there, because that's the only way you qualify for the bonus bet situation with your TAB account. So just log on with your account there and check out all the different offers that are happening, not only on racing, of course, but across all sport and other things at tab.com.au.
All right, we'll take us to race three, because there seems to be a similar feel around seasons again.
Yes, this is the Catnacks here. The fillies and mares benchmark 88 over 1,200 metres. And Fragonard here, the toppy, is an $18 chance. Our Malambo at $34. Gibraltar Girl at $31. Seasons, dominant favourite here at $2.10. Smart Amelia at $23. Sweet Scandal is a $4.80 chance. Star Reflection at $61. Savan, actually in foal. Savan, and it's a $16 chance. Charlene at $14. Pumpkin Pie came out yesterday. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Regimen is a $9.50 chance. Kawakini at $34. Alassio is an $8 chance. And Seaglass is out. No deduction there. Well, about 65% of the money on Seasons here. Went up 240, was into 210 yesterday, and has sat there 210 for quite a while now. Actually, two-thirds of the investment on the horse has been at $2.10 and has 10 times the amount of money on what its nearest rival has, and that is Sweet Scandal, next pick, Alassio.
And a bit of the pace is out wide.
Yeah, Alassio looks to come across, and I first thought the draw for Seasons was going to be a question mark, but I don't think it's any concern now. Just tracks it across and settles behind the speed. Our Malambo and Sweet Scandal look to kick up. So I think Season probably lands in a pretty good spot, Ron.
I think she does. You know, I think he showed intent and was just a positive ride on her first up there. So I just think Tim Clark's got so much confidence in this mare. He'll ride her how he feels, though. And, you know, look, it's just a straight hairpin bend there from the 1200. He'll make decisions, and I think she's a mare that's got gears, and you can make a couple of runs on her. She just seems to have nice race sense. She looks progressive. You could make a case that she should be unbeaten, and she's a go-to horse. You know, it's getting a bit harder every time we see her, but you know, I think she still should be able to handle this lot. I'm very wary of Sweet Scandal, though. She's a talented mare in her own right. No room there first up, and I think she is the danger to the favourite. 13 Alassio is a query. Just that good record, two sharp trials, unbeaten fresh, and 53.5 on her back has to go in somewhere. And Fragonard stuck on well first up, I would have thought there. It was three deep, no cover outside the lead. I thought it was quite a good run, and $18 has to go in multiples. 4, 6, 13 and 1.
She's a dominant favourite here, Seasons. But look, there is a fair bit of depth to this race, so I couldn't really suggest a 210. I'll be diving in to take the price, but you've got to have her on top. As mentioned, when I first saw the acceptances, I thought barrier 12 would be a question mark when you are taking short odds, but I think it'll just play out beautifully for her. She comes across with Alassio. She was dynamite first up, kept fresh, soft trial at Hawkesbury. She ticks plenty of boxes. So got her on top. I'd say 210 is short enough, though. I think the danger is number 13, Alassio. I just think they may get away with it in front here. I don't think there's a lot of pressure away. The speed map looks fairly straightforward, and she's a really promising mare down in the weight. She could take some catching. Number 6, Sweet Scandal, obviously had no luck first up. James McDonald sticks. Similar draw, could get a similar run here. We'll need clear air, but again, she's a mare heading the right way. And number 9, Charlene, big watch on her first up. They've scratched her three times. Kieran McAvoy is booked. She's returning from a bleed, so always bleeders first up, keep them safe. And if you're playing the early quaddie, throw in number 8, Savan. I think she's trialled up well for this. Her form last time in gives her a hope here, but hard to get away from the favourite Seasons. My numbers 4, 13, 6 and 9.
Yeah, pretty well the same order for race caller Darren Flindell. He goes 4 Seasons to beat 13, 6 and 5. Smart Amelia, his fourth tip. 4, 13, 6 and 5. They're the first three races on Villiers Day. Back with the boys to look at race 4 in just a moment.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first, second and third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at 2. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy a split-system air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Kelvinator, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $300, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand-new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
English graduates dominated the spring three-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong. He wins the Derby. Extra Brute from start.
Aristia in the Oaks.
Aristia just in front of Graceful Glamour. Aristia. Aristia won the Oaks from Graceful Glamour.
And the Autumn Sun in the Guineas. Smart buyers be in 2019, English.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We're on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central, and we're talking about Fugan Villiers Day with the Razor Sharp, and also one of the other features is the Christmas Cup. At the moment, the track is rated a soft 7. The Weather Bureau is still saying that there is the chance of further storms late today and some rain around those storms, obviously, so just monitor that through the day. The weather at Randwick at the moment looks pretty clear. We've just got to hope that it stays that way for the majority of the day. So we're up to race 4. Glenn, it's the Christmas Cup.
Yes, and the topper here is Destiny's Kiss, and he said if you want to start to rain again, by all means have as much as you like for me. Destiny's Kiss, he's a $6 chance here. Our Century, with the tongue tie off today at $2.60. Exoteric, the $2.40 favourite. Wall of Fires at 11. The Bandits at 10. Heartlet is also a $10 chance. And Dress Rehearsal, the Ruffy, is at 100-1. Best supported runner here is Destiny's Kiss. He's in from double figures to a $6 chance now. He's the best supported runner in front of Exoteric, then Our Century and Wall of Fire.
Well, how's the pace this week, Simon, in a 2,400-metre race?
Yeah, not a lot, Andrew. Heartlet, I think, is most likely to take it up. Our Century comes across, and Exoteric shouldn't be too far away, but just a moderate tempo here, Ron.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Look, I want to be jumping back on Our Century's back here. Tongue tie on today. I reckon he had the tougher run second up there. He was just chipping away, trying to chase down that leader there, and Exoteric just had third of the fence and was just too good for him on the day. But he meets him 2.5 kilos better. He's third up here, where Exoteric seems to have been up forever. So I'll just gambling on Our Century having the more upside here. I think Destiny's Kiss is the danger. He's a grand old campaigner. He's got 6 wins at this track in distance, and gets the jar out of the track. Absolutely perfect for him. He'll be in the finish. Wall of Fire, he's just so hard to assess. He would win this if right, but you just got to take him on trust. Hard to read him, but I wouldn't dismiss him at the same time in a field like this. And Exoteric, I put him in fourth. He's just not one of mine. I know he's got good form, and he's the only blot in his copybook is when he was 6 weeks between runs. So, I'm just on the wrong side of the fence with him anyway. 2, 1, 4, and 3.
Yeah, with the old boy, Ronnie, Destiny's Kiss. Happy to have him on top. I don't think there was a lot between them in the ATC Cup. And look, Exoteric, as he touched on, rises 3 kilos. And Our Century goes up a half. Destiny's Kiss stays at 59. As he touched on, he's had 6 wins from 12 starts and 4 placings at the course and distance. And 4 of those 6 wins were on soft to heavy going. As I mentioned, I thought he was coming again late at Rose Hill over the 2000. I think up to 24. Jay Ford knows him so well. Happy to gamble with Destiny's Kiss. As mentioned, I don't think there's a lot between him coming through the lead-up race. I think the danger is number 2, Our Century. Should be Cherry Ripe now, third up, out to 24. gets the tongue tie off. I think Jason Collett, he just didn't have the right run last start, so better run in transit. I think he can turn the tables on Exoteric, who won last up. I think the weights is the biggest issue for him, up 3 kilos, and as mentioned, nothing between them. So happy to take Exoteric on today. And number six, Heartlet. There's no speed in the race. He could give a bit of cheek out in front there, down in the weights. As mentioned, should lead here. I think Andrew Atkins may be able to pinch it. But on top for me, Destiny's Kiss. I'm hoping he's really strong late. My numbers 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Also, exactly similar for Derek Lindell. 1, 3, 2, and 6 it is. 1, Destiny's Kiss, 3, Exoteric, 2, Our Century, and 6, Heartland. Of course, Our Century gets the tongue tie off today going into that race in the Christmas Cup.
Sorry, I said tongue tie on, didn't I? Yeah, I meant tongue tie off.
Tongue tie off Our Century. To the rich race of the day, it's the $500,000 English Nursery, all a part of the English Triple Crown, Glenn.
Yes, if you win this race, then win the English Millennium and go on to win the Group 1 English Sires over the championships, a $3 million bonus. Now, Espanyar won the English race at Moonee Valley, so that was one of the other qualifying races. So if it happens to win the English Millennium and the English Sires, or today's winner does that, yeah, a $3 million bonus. And we've actually got a market up on the English Millennium. I think you'll find Catch Me's the $4.50 favourite there over Espanyar. So that race to be run on Saturday the 9th of February, which will be a massive day at Warwick Farm, Andrew, with the sales after it.
Yep. Yeah, the sales will be on as soon as it finishes, so it'll be a huge day, and we're going to be there all day.
Oh, and Fitzy might actually be doing some work that week for Inglises, which would be a massive change. The fifth here at Randwick. Good morning to Fitzy. He'll be listening this morning. If he's out of bed yet, he'll probably be listening on the clock radio alongside the bed. Strasbourg.
He's got all media lunches to organise.
Yeah, he's probably in another country now. He doesn't mind staying in Australia all that often, Fitzy, if there's a trip to go somewhere. Let's have a look at the market here, where Strasbourg, the top, is the $3.80 favourite. Stronger at $10. Accession is a $9 chance. AC Vinco at $16. Enforcement, $5.50. Off to Moe's at $81. Blazing Miss is a $5.50 chance. Stralex with the blinkers on today at $26. Out of Reach with the blinkers on at $34. Namimo with the winkers on at $13. Stella Blaze is a $34 chance. Aladala at $15. Miraculous came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. And Touch of Paradise is an $8 chance. Not the busiest betting race of the day. I suppose a lot of, you know, first starters and very limited exposed form here, and then they hit the wet tracks. Most popular runner is the first starter, Enforcement, for the Snowdens, over Blazing Miss for Mark Newnham. Then the first starter, Touch of Paradise, down the bottom for Mick Price. And fourth pick would be Accession for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman.
And it's interesting with the makeup of the race. We've seen horses trial and the like, but Blazing Miss was one. Mark Newnham mentioned that he brought it to our attention going forward.
Yeah, and he gave it a fair push, didn't he, this morning? Blazing Miss and looks to press forward, certainly from that draw. I think Touch of Paradise also rolls forward. You had AC Vincho, coming from out wide. Enforcement won't be far off them, and then he got Stronger as well. So good speed in this 1,000-metre race, but again, over 1,000 metres, the leaders tend to stick on. So I think you certainly want to be on pace here.
Yeah, interesting race, isn't it? A good race. I must be missing something here. I'm very confident with Accession here. I thought he did a... I really liked his debut. He was only off one soft trial leading into that race. I know he was unfancied at $12 there, but I think that race looks pretty strong. That Ethereum race, she looks a good sort of filly, that, and I can only expect improvement from Accession here. From a good draw, he maps nicely just behind that nice speed, and I would have thought he's nearly a bet to nothing each way here. I think Strasbourg is the danger. You've got to be impressed with the way he run through the line, winning at his debut there, and he does look a definite improver. Just a little worried, I know it's 11, it's 1,000 metres here, it was only 900 at his first start, but I'm a little bit worried he might just want a little bit further than the 1,000. He might just get back in the ruck here. Anyway, I'll leave that to Corey Brown. 14, Touch of Paradise, looked as sharp as attack in a trial, but just did too much wrong. Wanted to shy and run off the track and threw the trial away, but if she's learnt from that experience, she certainly could be off and gone here. And five enforcement looks a really nice type as well from the Snowden team, and I can't underestimate him at all. Very, very interesting interview with Mark this morning. He sounded as bullish as you'd ever hear him, saying whatever beats her will win. And she does look genuine, and he made a good case for her, and she maps well from a good draw. A special mention to number six here, off the Mose. They tell me his stable name is Duffman.
Oh, yeah, please. Oh, please. Oh, what's going on there? The Duffman.
I got a tweet this morning, and they tell me off the Mose is Duffman.
Duffman.
Well, Mose is the bar in the Simpsons,
okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, might be.
It is.
Yeah, and Duff is the brand of beer in the Simpsons.
Oh, so it's not me?
No. Then again, he could be an absolute pest.
He could well be.
Yeah, could be a digger's
rest. I was going to say he's big around the girth.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Neil Osborne will tell us today anyway.
Sure.
He'll be in the truck
the Duff
at the moment.
Man.
Yeah.
3-1-14-5.
Yep.
With enforcement here on debut for Team Snowden, I thought his first trial was good over the 740. He was too good leading throughout, and then his next at Hawkesbury, a bit more of an educational trial, ridden back off the speed, only four horses in it. But geez, he took that split and really liked how he found the line. J-Mac has rode him twice. He went to Hawkesbury to ride him in the trial. He rides here. I think he gets into a good spot just behind that hot speed, and he looks. I think he's got good ability, this horse. Look, it's a wide open juvenile event, but I'm happy to lean his way. Agree, Ronnie, think accession is the danger. Good debut, and I think the winner is pretty smart. So I think that form certainly measures up. The clock suggested as much, and Hugh Bowman goes aboard. So certainly ticks a few boxes there. Number one, Strasbourg, can't really knock him. Good win on debut, although 900 metre form's in its own sort of island. But again, obviously been set for this race. And number seven, Blazing Miss, did my numbers after the interview, had to have it in after listening to Mark this morning, very, very confident. So wide open two-year-old event. I think the market's going to be very telling late here, but with enforcement on top, my numbers 5, 3, 1 and 7.
Darren Flindell goes Accession number 3 to beat 5, 1 and 7. 3, 5, 1 and 7 for Darren in race 5, the English Nursery. The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, the Road to Magic Millions action hits Top Gear today with the Lochnay Stakes Day at Doomben, featuring 5 black type Magic Millions lead-up races, including the Lochnay and the Bribie, and this is the must-know form leading to Australia's richest summer race day. Lochnay Stakes Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival. It's on this afternoon at Doomben. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858. We move now to another of the features today, Glenn. Race 6, the Razor Sharp.
Yes, and this is a listed event here over 1,200 metres, and Deploy at the top here is a $7.50 chance. Kaepernick came out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Burning Passion at 9, Fell Swoop at 9, My Favourite 21, First Hand at 9, Le Cordon Bleu out no deduction, Marsupial at 5, Cradle Mountain odds on favourite at $1.90, and Gibraltar Girl came out all the way on Wednesday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Now, we've got a fresh market up here. The market that you see on the app and on the website is a fresh market, pay 1-2. So going back to the original market that was up, Cradle Mountain was the best supported runner there over Fell Swoop and then Deploy. But they did put it back up 185 this morning, Cradle Mountain, after scratchings, and have given it a push to 190 already. Fell Swoop went up 11 first thing this morning after scratchings into 9.
Okay. Pace, is it the favourite, Cradle Mountain?
Yeah, it looks certainly pretty stock standard, Matt, here, Andrew. I think Cradle Mountain obviously leads, and either Deploy or Burning Passion applies the pressure. I'd say Burning Passion, they'll want to come across from that door and possibly sit outside, but it looks pretty straightforward here, Ron.
Very straightforward. He just dictates to nothing's game to go near him. Surely he's too fast for him, and he just controls the speed, collared at a rolling. Now, I don't think he'll walk. He likes to roll this horse, and then he'll sprint at the right time. It's obviously stiffest test to date, but there's just no evidence that he's not suited again here. Rock bottom odds, obviously, because he's a high-profile horse who the punters love. Collett, 53 today. Usually he's been riding these 53 as a 53 and a half, but the boss has probably put a foot down there. And
no food, I think. No dinner this week.
No more blowing in that camp. He'll be riding 53. Three, Burning Passion. If we get another drop of rain before this race, he certainly could come into it. He sets up well third up. That's his pattern. Back to 1,200. One Deploy. He was terrific first up. Probably the worst part of the track and similar weight. So he's got some obviously nice Randwick form and six first hand. Broke back through and can hold that form. But 9-3, 1-6.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Firmly with the favourite, Cradle Mountain. I won't use the M word because we're not on a firm track, but he sets up so well here down in the weights. I love him 13 back to 12 going onto a wet track. I think, look, on at the weights, I think he catches a few of these more seasoned sprinters on the hop. I think he's ahead of the handicapper. He leads, as you touched on, I don't think anything will want to try and take him on in front. And I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. Clearly a standout in the quaddy for me and best bet of the day. So Cradle Mountain firmly on top from number three, Burning Passion. Gets conditions to suit with the sting out. I think sits outside or sits second in the run here and, look, should be at his top third up. Number six, first hand. Did a good job to win last start. Does bring different form, so happy to have him in the mix. And number one, Deploy. I thought he was really good first up, but again, giving weight away here is his biggest concern. But firmly with the favourite, Cradle Mountain, he should lead and take plenty of catching. My numbers 9, 3, 6, and 1.
And Darren likes Cradle Mountain as well, number 9, to beat 1, 4, and 3. 9, 1, 4, and 3 in the Razor Sharp. We'll take a break here on Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Back in a moment to look at the Villiers.
TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival Road to Magic Millions action hits top gear with Loch Ness Stakes Day. Doomben today. Featuring five black type Magic Million lead-ups, including the Loch Ness Stakes, the Bribey Handicap, and the Feelin' Ready. This is the must-know form leading to Australia's richest summer race day, Magic Millions. Loch Ness Stakes Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Lazarus, Chicago, ball goes to second, but it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus, Lazarus.
Get ready to secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standard Bred Sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standard Bred now to request a catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbred.co.nz. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy a split-system air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Kelvinator, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $300, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand-new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ with Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports and the TAB's Glenn Munsey. We're previewing Randwick today. We'll be monitoring the weather later on. But over the top of Randwick right now, there's a lot of blue sky, which is the good news. The cloud just starting to clear a little bit. We may get showers and storms late, but at the moment, some blue sky over the top of Randwick. And Glenn Munsey, we're up to the feature race of the day at Randwick.
Yeah, the Fujin Construction Villiers Stakes here over the mile at Randwick. Always a good race, the Villiers. And Fabrizio, the toppy here with blinkers on today, is a $21 chance. Red Excitement out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Viduca, Duca Valentinois, blinkers on, but the winkers off at 23. Grand Rosso is a $41 chance. My Nordic Hero at $8.50. Aloysia is at 18. Interlocutor, with the synthetic hoof filler off the hind there, but had that little hiccup this morning. It'll probably be vetted when he gets to the races. It's a $12 chance. Satano Raisin, he's back as a gelding today at $61. Doubt Defying is a $7 chance. Sambro at $9.50. Goodfella, the hippo, will ride a half over at $54. Adam Hieronymus at $12. Articus at $23. Sky Boy, favourite, $2.80. And Goulois is a $7 chance. Scratched Fierce Impact all the way back on Wednesday. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Well, I can tell you now there is $16 more on Sky Boy than there is on Doubt Defying here. And they've got roughly half as much as what is on Goulois, and they are panels ahead of the rest in the Villiers.
That tells us just how strong those two are. What about the pace? Is it strong?
Looks fairly solid. Fabrizio and Goodfella look your leading pair. They'll come across from their draws. It's going to be interesting to see the jostling behind. I think Doubt Defying of the three favourites looks to get the right run just behind the leader, possibly Fabrizio. Then you've got the likes of Goulois, Skyboy and Sambro just jostling for that 1-1 position or just in behind. So it's going to be interesting, but I'd say Doubt Defying of the three favourites probably gets the best run. Goulois could land in the 1-1. Skyboy's the one who could get caught out. So it will be interesting, Ron.
It will be, and we'll at least we'll know if there's a pattern in play, how this track's playing by race seven, and whether they're off the fence, on the fence, they're in the middle. But most jockeys will know, be aware of the best spot by this time of the day. This is the gamble of the day, surely. Number nine, Doubt Defying. He's been kept fresh. He's a talented Queenslander. He's had a tick over trial. He's one for one at this track. He's three from four at the distance. It'll take a nice horse to beat him. Like he bolt run away with the Sale Cup, and it was a Group One weight for age last time, the McKinnon Stakes, and he was ridden a little bit too close there, I would have thought, and he was far from disgrace. So I have to be with him. I have to be with him with confidence. I think, obviously, Sky Boy. What happened there? What have I missed here? Last price I wrote down was $4.
Well, I can tell you, on Wednesday, a $4 chance. Wednesday, $4.50. Thursday, $4. Yesterday, $3. This morning, $3. As we speak, $2.80.
Okay, so it was $3 yesterday, was he? I must
$3 this morning after scratchings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I think he can't get any shorter than that. You know, he's one of mine. I've been on him every start. The last three runs, I've been all over him. I just think he's well found today, and I still think he's a winning chance, and he's the strong horse. He's got a soft win to his credit, but it's hardly enough evidence there to say that he'll handle it. So, look, he still goes in. My Nordic Hero is just a different horse this time in. He's always promised this sort of ability, and he's only had 18 starts, so he can hold that form now, and he'll be strong there. And, geez, my old mate Delwar here, he keeps jumping off the page at me in this race. He just wasn't his go sitting out side the lead with 59. He's not that brave, but with this set up with 53 and ambushing in them late, he's certainly got a chance on a wet track. 9, 13, 5 and 14. And if we do get rain, look out. I know he hasn't won in who knows how long, but if we get rain, Articus is one that you could throw in. 9, 13, 5, 14.
Similar numbers for me, Ronnie. Our four-year-olds have dominated the Villiers in recent times. They won 11 of the last 20 while providing just 28% of the participants. So they've won close to double their share, really, and I think down in the weights, they generally get ahead of the handicapper, and that's the way I'll lean on. With Goulois, I think each way odds about him, you've certainly got to be with him, especially if you've backed him in his first two starts. I know you would have been disappointing. I thought he was the best of the day at Rose Hill last start, and he looked home, but arraignment kicked back on the inside. Did give the winner 8.5 kilos there. He was second up, and now it appears very obvious this has been the target all the way through. Third up, last prep, he was very impressive winning. He'll relish the sting out. And I think he lands in the 1-1 for Corey. And the biggest tick is come out of two very slowly run races. So you don't really get to see what's under the bonnet. Looks a strong tempo here. I think he's ready to rock and roll. I want to be with him. I think the danger is number 13, Skyboy. Agree, short enough. And just the one query for me, it's his seventh run this prep. They're not machines. His last start win, If he repeats that level of performance down in the weights, he'll win. But just how many times can you go to the well? I don't mind the setup, 18 back to 16. I think on the track, the way it's likely to play, I think it suits. But yeah, that's the one query for me. They've got to go to the well again. But look, the horse is clearly flying. You've got to respect him. No knock on number 9, Doubt Defying. Agree with everything Ronnie said. Ticks plenty of boxes here and looks to get the run. Just whether he gets locked away on the inside. But look, I doubt it'll happen at Randwick over the mile. Certainly respect its chances. And number 6, Aloysia. You've got to have her in the mix here. They've got her on the resume. She's away from Victoria. Her form looks terrible on paper, but if she gets back to where she was, or even on recent form, she's not that far off them. So certainly throw her in the quaddie. As mentioned, on the resume, it's banned in Melbourne. She comes up to Sydney, so I think we'll see a much better performance from her today. But I think you want to be with the horses down in the weights. I'm with numbers 14, 13, 9 and 6.
Darren Flindell likes Doubt Defying number 9 to beat 13, 10 and 11. Good fella. 9, 13, 10 and 11 for Darren in the Villiers. The winner gets a start in next year's Doncaster. Glenn?
Yeah, now Andrew, the interesting point that Simon just raised there regarding Aloysia, is that a thing now that we could possibly be looking at as, in inverted commas, gear change for these mares coming from Victoria?
Well, I think we just take it for granted at this time of year, to be honest. Look at that. And who's to say that she was in season in Melbourne anyway over the spring? You know, we don't. You'll send yourself around the twist if you think it's
going
to make him improve 5 lengths.
It just seems to be, it's the sort of buzz term the last couple of months. Oh, we can't use it in Victoria.
It's called politics, Glenn.
Yes, I know. We don't get involved in that, Ron. We're just humble workers. Toiling away, noses to the grindstone, shoulders to the wheel.
Geez.
We let the management worry about those sort of decisions, Ron. You know, the high-paid, high-flying officials of the organisation. Don't we, Andrew?
How about a market for race 8?
Please, get on with it. The total construction.
Yes, and Andrew constructs some great programming.
We're starting to run out of time here.
Right out.
Come on.
Okay, this is a benchmark 88 over a mile. Articus out, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place on Wednesday. Goulois out Wednesday, 14 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Dagny, 13. Roman Sun, 7.50. Collateral at 26. The Getaway, 51. Tip Top at 8. Vaucluse Bay, 15. Fierce Impact out this morning. 14 the win, 12 the place. Drockich, nose roll on, cross nose band off, 13. Noshio out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Plazier at 17. Arraignment at 8. Pelothronius at 21. Organza, $2.70 favourite. So You Win, $8.50. Nicochet out Thursday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Roman Sun, the most popular runner here, $14 more on it that has gone on Organza. And third pick, a fair way away now with Fierce Impact out, would be Tip Top.
And who takes it up, Simon?
Yeah, no real speed here. It's pretty obvious. Arraignment obviously led last start and looks to adopt similar tactics here. I think Tip Top can settle closer from the draw. And Organza, I think, possibly sits outside. And the only other speed I really found was Pelothronius. But I think Arraignment gets his own way in front again, Ron.
Yeah, total control here. I thought this was a two-horse race. Now it's a one-horse race with the scratching of Fierce Impact. She maps well. She's going well. She's third up off a win. She picks herself. Only a downpour, you know, heavy track, soft is fine for her, would worry me. But she looks beautifully placed. 16's the danger. So You Win, he's had a tick over trial since that good first up run. He's 2 for 2 second up and could well be the forgotten horse here. Roman Sun, he obviously lost momentum at a vital stage and did win second up last preparation, and the give in the track's a bonus for him. I'm not leaving out Plessis here, number 12. I know he's got no race sense at all, but look out, he doesn't run on strongly at the finish and put his number in the frame. 15, 16, 4, 12.
Yeah, agree, Ronnie. I think Organza's going to be very hard to beat. Just looks to tag the speed. She showed she was back better than ever first up and then took a good step forward last start when gunning down Reflectivity. Obviously, that form's been frank, so firmly in her corner. Got to respect Arraignment. Did a good job to win last start and looks to get similar favours for Robbie Dolan here. Going to be in it for a long way. Number 7, Tip Top, gets a good run from that inside draw. Hasn't been far away. And agree, number 16, So You Win, a must for the quaddie. Did a good job first up, being back to the trials. Do respect it. My numbers, 15, 13, 7 and 16.
Darren Flindell goes for the Friedman horse, Roman Sun, number four, to beat 13, 5 and 15. That is 4, 13, 5 and 15 in race eight. The last, Andrew Atkins. Glenn takes the ride on Charlie Chap.
Yeah, the ATC handicap here, benchmark 78 over 1,400. Berdebeck with the synthetic hoof filler off is a $34 chance. Drakenfels at $7.50. Gresham is a $5.50 chance. Cool Vinnie at 12. Penske blinkers off today at $10. King Tom Lola at 23. Mr. Tickets at $8.50. Albalisa is at $26. Regent, $4.60, and that price makes it favourite. We've got Antar out yesterday, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Brother in Arms out this morning, no deduction. Superstar Bob to be ridden more conservatively today at $13. Mercurial Lad, good luck to Millsy and the team there. Joseph Jones, they're on their way up. It's a $16 chance. Campari at $9.50. Butteroo Knights at $17. Say Da Vinci out, no deduction. Another Snappy out, no deduction. And Charlie Chap, Andrew Atkins to ride at $71. I'll tell you what, this is one of the quieter betting races of the day here. Best supported runner at this stage is Drakenfels, been 8 to 7.50 already this morning over Cool Vinnie, who's been actually 11 out to 12 this morning. They're the top two and the last.
And who takes it up?
Yeah, it looks solid, Andrew. Penske obviously presses forward from the draw. Butteroo Knight got speed. Mr. Tickets drawn inside of the two of them also presses forward. And then you've got King Tom Lola also likely to press forward. So I think there's a good enough speed in this last race, Ron.
Yeah, there is. I would have liked a bigger push from Mark this morning, but I was quite confident Mr. Tickets had run well here. He hit the line in an unsuitable 1,100 first up. He thought he mapped better here. A little bit of sting out of the ground poses him no problems. Yes, probably, as Mark said, 11 to 14 with 59 second up is the only sticking point. But I've still got to put him on top. Regent did a great job with the big weight last time, and he's ready to take on this class now. Cool Vinnie, I'm convinced, is in career best form, and he'll be running on strongly again. And I won't be leaving out Superstar Bob. He's quite consistent. 7-9, 4-12.
Yeah, happy to gamble with Cool Vinnie, Ronnie. I think he's, as you touched on, absolutely flying. You take out Redouble last start. He's come from last and won by three. Redouble was enormous last weekend. So I think that form stacks up, but you're going to be shut your eyes coming into the straight, drawn one, going for, you know, a back marker. But hopefully Brock Ryan King, get him into clear air. And if he repeats what he did, I think he'll be in the finish. Number nine, Regent the Danger, broke through for a good win last start. Again, if able to repeat, should be right around the mark. Number three, Gresham. I thought his run first up was solid. He shouldn't be too far away. They'll likely, I'm hoping they press forward from the draw. If he goes back, it's a different story. But I think he can improve second up and one to follow this time in. And number five, Penske. Should lead here. Always got to have leaders in the last with the quaddy. But with Cool Vinnie, needs a bit of luck. But I think he's flying. My numbers 4, 9, 3 and 5.
Darren Flindell goes for the 9 Regent to beat 4, 13 and 7. 9, 4, 13 and 7. Darren's best is Seasons. What about you, Simon?
Yeah, clearly Cradle Mountain in the razor sharp, Andrew. Ticks every box, should lead and win.
Race 6, number 9, Cradle Mountain. Have a good day, mate.
You too, all the best.
Simon Denopoulos, Racing and Sports. Your best, Duff?
Doubt Defying. I think there's value in this meeting, and Doubt Defying's the king of the castle there. Race 7, number 9. I could also spec race 2, number 13, Military Zone, and this 2-year-old race 5, number 3, Accession as well. But we'll make Doubt Defying the best in race 7.
All right, well, you've got a brand new photo up on your screen. It's all about the Duff Man. Off to Moe's. Race 5, number 6, off to Moe's. The Duff Man. He's in town, and let's hope he goes all right today. Thanks, Duff.
See you, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Ron Duffacy and Glenn Munsey completing our Villiers preview. Stick around with Sky right through the day because it'll be non-stop stuff from Randwick with the first race at 10 past 1.
Sky Sports Radio has all the action from tonight's Inter-Dominion Grand Final. Can Tiger Tara claim it for New South Wales?
Tiger Tara's in front.
Or will Kiwi trainer Mark Purb? The Inter-Dominion Pacers and Trotters Grand Finals. Tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
The Magic Millions Gold Coast Yearling Sale is home of Australia's breed shapers and record breakers. The source of superstar sires Snitzel, Sabermeal, Written Tycoon, and Sebring, and the new kids on the block, Dissident, Piero, Vancouver, Capitalist, and Zoostar. The Gold Coast Yearling Sale is ready to deliver again in 2019. The two highest prize money earners in Australian racing history were also sold on the Gold Coast. Redzel and the incomparable champion, Winx. Australasia's finest yearlings go under the hammer from January 9 to 15 on the Gold Coast. To view the catalogue and for more information, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart. Grab a 700ml bottle of Grant Scotch Whiskey for just $35.99. Grant Scotch Whiskey. Triple wood, triple good. Enjoy responsibly. Catalogue out now. Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart.
Christmas is coming to Clarendon. Experience the festive season of racing at Hawkesbury Race Club Sunday Christmas Party Race Day. This Sunday, it's racing into Christmas at Hawkesbury, featuring live music, kids entertainment, Santa and great prizes. Make Sunday your Christmas party at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon, or parking is free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children and concession card holders. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one.
Whoever you're backing on TAB Inter-Dominion Grand Final Night, TAB's got you covered. Place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Tabcorp Park, Melton this Saturday night. And if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? TAB. Download the app. TAB account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, each Sunday on Sky Sports Radio.
Hey, we've got a massive show lined up for everyone.
Talking to the newsmakers.
The message isn't getting through. I want them out of the game full time. Gone.
League.
Cricket.
Football.
NBL.
And the legend of the week.
I didn't find the game easy, particularly growing up.
Last week, former Socceroo, John Cosmina.
But they'll consume my life.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, Sunday morning from 6 till 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
Tomorrow we've got that meeting at Hawkesbury, as I said earlier, and the track at this stage has marked a heavy 8. They've had 31 mil of rain in the last 24 hours, 53 for the week, and at the moment Hawkesbury for tomorrow is a heavy 8. We're now going to focus in on Flemington in Melbourne. They got a real heavy load about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon of rain, about 20 mil. And the track is a soft 5. The rail is at 10 metres. Race 1, take out number 9. Race 2, 2, 4 and 13. Race 3, the scratchings are 5 and 10. Race 4, 1, 18, 19 and 20. Race 5 at Flemington, the scratchings are 6 and 7. Race 6, number 10. Race 7, 1, 12 and 14. Race 8, 16 and 17 are out. And race 9, the scratchings are 7, 8 and 10. Just in case, a couple of riders for you. Race 1, number 6, Favourite Things is Regan Bayless. And race 4, number 13, is Jake Noonan. That's 4-13, Jake Noonan. And Dean Lester is online to help us with Flemington. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
About a bit of that storm activity like us in Sydney, mate. You got it late yesterday afternoon, but soft 5 at this stage.
Yes, it is soft 5. It is Flemington. We saw at Melbourne Cup Day its recuperative powers. So it'll just depend on what the weather does in the next few hours. But I'll leave that to my other man.
Yeah, and I think you're closer today, in fact, than him. But he's probably looked at the radar. We talk of Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Hoss. I had to have a quick squeeze because I knew you'd ask me, but I'm a long way away, I think, Dino. Actually, the radar looks like it shouldn't be too bad, but I doubt a superior judgment today.
Yeah, it's been a bit hit and miss with the storms, obviously. It's going in the opposite direction from what it normally is, coming down from the cyclone right down through Queensland, New South Wales, and into Victoria, and Tasmania's copping it as well. All right, Glenn Munsey's not copping it. He's helping us with all the markets for Flemington. Munns, what about the first race today?
beautiful timing, Andrew. Just finished Kembla, so that's great work. Good morning, boys. Let's have a look at the first here at Flemington, where we've got Oh So Rewarding as a $5 chance. Spirit in the Sky at $5, three legs in. For those quaddy punters, that's normally what happens to you, at $15. Yes, Yes, Yes is the $3.10 favourite. Absolute Flirt at 10, Favourite Things at 10, First Dawn at 15, Movie Roll is a $5 chance, and Palmy is off the menu in the first. They only want three, the TAB number four here, Yes, Yes, Yes. Did actually go, was 320 to 310, went back up three this morning, and they've given a push back to 310, even with 60% of the money so far this morning on the runner.
Dean, does the favourite get there?
Yes, 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 it does, Andrew. I think he was very good behind, I think, maybe one of the best two-year-olds we've seen in Melbourne this season, in Brooklyn Hustle, and ran very well. I think 1100 is going to suit even better. Mark Zara taking over to beat Absolute Flirt, who I thought trialled really well before the Ballarat race, and I'm very forgiving of those in the Clockwise Classic. Galloped well on Monday at Moonee Valley. Damien Oliver back aboard. He'd done all the trialling on her. First Dawn, I thought, was a terrific run at Sandown. Ran straight past Oh So Rewarding and seems big odds here. Can run well. And Oh So Rewarding, who probably went for home too soon at Moonee Valley, now just has to run 1,100 metres. But I think 4 and 5 are the key runners. 4, 5, 7, 1.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've got the same exacta here. Number 4, Yes, 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 was really good at Moonee Valley. I'm not sure it appreciated the tight track there, and still very new. I think it's only going to derive benefit from that, and it's the one to beat here. Totally agree, number 5, Absolute Flirt's the danger. It had trialled well going to that reverse way of going on a very soft track there. So it gets back onto a better surface here. Back down the straight will improve a lot. After that, I put in number 8, Movie Roll, who trialled okay, and 2, Spirit in the Sky, who trialled okay. Just looks like it's going to need time to wind up. 4 to beat 5, then 8 and 2.
Matt Hill calls the action. He goes similar way to you guys. 4 ahead of 5 and then 8 and 1. 4, 5, 8 and 1. I was being... was Yes, Yes, Yes. Was that the... was that that movie...
Meg Ryan and Harry Met Sally?
Was that the one?
Yeah, that'll do.
Think you'll find there's a horse out of a mare called Sleepless in Seattle that's, I think its name's Absolute Pleasure or something like that. So that's a throw off to the movie. But this mare's, the mother of Yes, Yes, Yes is Sin, Sin, Sin. So that's how they got it. It's a $26 chance in the Magic Millions at the moment. Yes, okay. Yes, Yes.
All right, a lot of attention then because, of course, Weary's got Native Soldier running later from a Magic Millions point of view as well. Race 2 here over the 1,410 metres with the rail. And I should mention, Dean, I should have mentioned this at the start, first meeting back since the carnival. They've done that work on the track, and Liam said earlier, you know, expect that they'll probably just chip off the top today.
Yeah, it happens every year, and last year they didn't start racing back until New Year's Day, so they're back a little bit earlier, but I don't think they've gone quite as severe on the renovation, but we've had that fair bit of rain this week.
Yep. The market here, Glenn?
Yeah, Social Spin here for Weary, speaking of him, and Ethan Brown to ride, is a $4.20 chance, and that price makes it favourite, actually. Write Your Name is out. Bezos at 10, B and Coney Magic is out. Kaplumich at 5, Phone Me at $9.50. Doesn't he hate coming to Sydney? Blowtorch at 21, Mahi's Angel at 8, Piemont, I should say, at 8, Born Bad at 17, Eugene's Forest at 12, Peace Brother at 17, Mumbles is out, and Really Swish is an $8 chance. Best supported runner here is the Toppy in Social Spin, although being $4.20 for a couple of days now. It has more than double the investment. Piemont is second pick, and third pick would be Bezos.
Mark, your thoughts on race 2?
Well, I don't think you can blame him, Andrew, for wanting to be in Melbourne rather than Sydney. Number 6, Phone Me, and he's my pick. His last two Melbourne runs have been fantastic. At Yarra Valley, he just roared away near the line. Bendigo, he looked gone. He flattened out and would come charging down the outside. He's going to be back here, hooking out wide, but, gee, I think he's got a good chance at odds to beat 14, Really Swish. Going well, I think it beat a good maiden last time and gets Willow here. 12, Peace Brother, was good first up, made a long run second up, now gets Zara and the Blinkers, and 11, Eugene's Forest, who should appreciate the 1,400 metres. I'll go 6, 14, 12, and 11.
I like number one, Social Spin. I think he ran well first up. I think he'd be better suited on the bigger track. And he's got a bit of soft track form. I think that was a pretty solidly run race, even though it was only a small field. And I think probably gets in the three wide train here and he'll be hard to beat. His stablemate, Kaplumpich, has got to run 1400, but I think he's racing okay. And then a couple here at odds. Born Bad was just a horror watch at Moonee Valley. Got him behind them and didn't really get clear. Could improve here with the senior rider. And Eugene's Forest, as Mark mentioned, is progressing, I think, pretty well. But you've got a lot of last start winners here, so it's a good competitive race. But I'm going with Social Spin. 1, 5, 10, 11.
Matt Hill likes 9, Piemont, to beat 10, 1 and 5. 9, 10, 1 and 5 in race 2. Race 3, it's over the 1,720 metres.
Yes, we've got Romancer here as a $14 chance. Mascolino, $3 and favourite. We've got Shazozo at 13. Etymology, down to Melbourne today, is a $5 chance. Strategic Demand is out. Balcazar at 21. Boxer Chocolate, $7.50. Kentucky Breeze at 5. Penny to Sell at $9.50. Andrew's Car is a scratching Lamborghini. And Y-Angle is an $8 chance. One-way truck here completely for Mascolino. On Wednesday, it went up $3.40, was into $2.90 on Thursday. They pushed it back to $3 yesterday. Roughly a third of the total investment on it has gone on at the $3, so it hasn't changed for a couple of days. And it's 10 times the amount of money than what is on Etymology and Kentucky Breeze.
Dean, there's a few here that have been threatening but unable to win a race. What about the third?
Yeah, and that's the key, Andrew. Mascolino's got Nort Nort next to his name, but I think he's a good bet. He wasn't suited first up. He didn't have much luck at all at Kilmore. Kilmore probably didn't suit him, and he never got a chance to build momentum. And when he did, he kept sort of wanting to find the line, and he's down in grade. He's got a good winning strike rate. He's won 5 of 13, and that's what these others don't have, most of them. I think he'll win. I think Boxer Chocolates doesn't run the longer trips. He's getting back a little bit in distance here with Malum aboard and a good draw. Etymology's one of those in point. He's won 2 of 28, but he's competitive in this grade. And Kentucky Breeze was a good win at Ballarat. He's going quite well. He might be next best, but... yeah, you don't often tip horses with Nort Nort next to their name and think they're good things, but I think he'll be winning 2, 7, 4, and 8.
Yep, best of the day, number 2, Mascolino. As Dean said, just no luck at Kilmore. It was just looked like it was getting stronger and stronger up the straight. Would have been somewhere near the finish. It's ready to win. I can see a messy run race. That's about the only query I've got. The Jarriot's no worries. I think with even luck, Mascolino wins. To beat number eight, Kentucky Breeze. It was a good win last time, covering ground. It should get a great run from the draw. 4, Etymology. It'll be running on, but geez, it needs to get a win on the board. And then number 7, Box of Chocolates, who goes forward and gets a nice run on a moderate tempo. 2 the best from 8, 4, and 7.
And Matt Hill likes 4, Etymology, down there for Godolphin to beat 8, 2, and 7. 4, 8, 2, and 7 in race 3. Race 4, large lineup here.
Yes, and in the fourth race here, we will start with a scratching in Astro Castro. So 100% is the first runner, and it's a $19 chance. Riata at 9, Via Balciano at $6, Was a Me at 12, Believing at 34, Delta Door at 101, Midnight Cowboy 21, More Wanted at 19, Weapon is a $5.50 chance, and that looks like it's going to be favourite at that price. Devil's Ray, $9.50. Rockets Red Glare, $34. Chemult at $101. Heavenwood at $23. Southern Turf at $17. Cash Affair, $6.50. We've got Fallen Empire at $7.50, and Scratch the rest of them. We've got to look all the way down to Fallen Empire here as the most popular runner, number 17. And it went up $7 this morning. It's been supported this morning, and they've pushed it to $7.50. More Wanted is actually the second pick, number 9, at $19. And third pick would be Riata. I'd say we're putting plenty in here.
I was going to say, there's a few tightening from longer odds here, Mark. Race 4.
There certainly is. Look, I'm with the money there, number 17, Fallen Empire. I might be wrong, but I've always thought this horse had a wet tracker's action. Now, although the track's not a complete bog today, it certainly gets onto the jar out like this for the first time. I thought it was good first up. It gets to its home track. It'll appreciate the extra distance and a quieter ride. To beat number 10, Weapon, who looks to have trialled well. It's going to be strong late. 3, Riata. No fluke about that win first up. Riata's a good horse. It's got a chance again. and 4 Via Belciano, who chased home okay in a good race at Ballarat and gets the blinkers on here and will be fitter. 17, 10, 3 and 4.
Yeah, I've gone the same exact, though. I like Fallen Empire. I thought he was, one, he was ridden too close first up at Sandown, and he was probably down on the inferior ground. I think different scenario here. He can sweep down the outside, and I think he can just about get the money. I think Weapon is an effective horse fresh, and I like that he's drawn out and can run well. I think the improver here at odds might be 100%. I just don't think he gets longer trips. I think he's a 1,200-metre horse, and I think they've finally worked that out and get the blinkers on. He could be an improver. Again, he's drawn out wider. And 14 Heavenwards, never run a bad race and resumes here off the back of a good jump out at Bendigo recently. But, yeah, I'm thinking 17 and 10 are the good chances. Maybe 2's the one over the odds. 17, 10, 2 and 14.
Matt Hill likes the 4 to be 10, 3 and 16. 4, 10, 3 and 16 for Matt in race number 4. Race 5, the United Traders Association here. And we should mention, Dean, the prize money levels for Victorian kick up on January 1, which is all positive around the sale seasons coming up.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew. Hopefully we can get a part of it in the near future.
Yeah, still trying to find out that jumper that's going to win the Grand National in 2020. Was it 2020? I went looking
what
through
are we
the
up
week.
To 2020, yeah, Grand Annual.
Yeah, yeah. I could not find it. And Mark, he's just tight-lipped. You're tight-lipped.
We told you.
You got the name.
Yeah.
Did we? What do you want? Yeah. What do you want, the brand or something?
You were probably tweeting at the time, Andrew.
Sweet Lullaby for you, Andrew.
You didn't say the name.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Yeah, we did. We did. We gave it up.
I'm solid. I'm in the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, yeah, I'll
go back and listen to the log.
I'll go back and air check myself.
You might have been asleep at the time.
You might get a shock, Andrew.
All I can hear, all I could remember, and I reckon I dreamt about it through the week. That's how bad I'm going. But I thought I heard Mark say, no, we're not giving it up. But anyway,
we did. We came.
Okay. Righto. All right. Sweet Lullaby. That's what I'll be having tonight now. Here is the market for race 5.
Yes, didn't say we're running out of time or anything, Andrew. You drifted off on that tangent there, but seems to only be one-way traffic. Right, let's have a look at the market on race number 5
please.
Here. We've got Chamois Road. How would you like to have a horse like him in the backyard?
I'd love him.
Chamois Road. I don't think he's run further back than 5th in any run in his life.
Has 41 of 43 in the top 5.
Yeah.
He's got a 6th and a 7th early in his career.
He had 139 barrier trials before he had his first run, so they got him ready.
Yeah.
He's a $4 chance in this race today, and he's been $4.20 into $4 already this morning. Ormond is a $3.70 chance. Then we go to Keena Ray at 12, Rock and Gold at 11, Benzini's 18. Gouloir and King's Command both out. Prima 15, Wenner at 8.50, and Murahib, the favourite at $3.20. Well, he's the most popular runner. Chamois Road here, about 65% of the total investment on the race, and a very, very, very long way ahead of the rest.
Dean, is the market right then?
Oh, I think it's spot on, Andrew. He's the most reliable horse in the race. His last two runs have been at Group 3, where he's had 59 kilos. He's in an ordinary handicap with 57.5 after the claim. He's a winner here at Flemington. He handles soft ground. Why won't he win? I think he's the one for me. Murahib's running well, and he's right down in the weights, but I don't trust him as much as I trust Chamois Road. 2, Ullman. I just thought he was probably too close in the run in the Kilmore Cup. I think off a quieter ride back in trip, he could improve and maybe win a next best, but I'm happy to be with Chamois Road, especially at those odds. 1, 10, 2 and 9.
Yeah, I'm with Chamois Road as well. I'm not sure he's going absolutely as well as he can, but this is a race out of form horses. He's still going honestly, and he's the one they have to beat. It's a tricky little speed map for Talia Hope. Just needs luck not to work too hard to beat number 2, Ullman. Yeah, they were terrible tactics at Kilmore up on the speed. I think a quieter ride here with the blinkers on, come to the outside late, should run on strongly. 10, Murahib. It's got a chance because of the 52 kilos. It's honest. And then 9, Winner. Another one who'll be in that early battle for the front is racing quite well and getting fitter. 1, 2, 10 and 9.
Boxed up numbers like the guys is Matt Hill. 1 to beat 9, 2 and 10. 1, 9, 2 and 10 in race 5. Race 6, third, or the first leg of the regular quaddie over the 1720 metres.
Yes, and this is the one of the better back runners on the program in this. Five Kingdom is a $6 chance. Mr. Monaco at 12. Enunciate is at 26. Ryan's Fender at 9. Ogatox at 15. Shrouded in Mist at 15. Hostar, he is too, at 13. Nothing Like High, Like a High at 14. Declares War, $3.40 and favourite. Suprey is out. Lorikane, $7.50. Bricktop, 14. For Pete's Sake, 41. And Navasha is an $18 chance. Well, one of the better back runners on the whole day here, Declares War. Went up $4.40. That was with Suprey in the race as a $7 chance. Was into $3.20. Went back up $3.20 this morning. Suprey came out. It was a $10 chance, and they pushed it from $3.20 to $3.40, despite the fact that half the investment this morning has already gone onto it. And it's really the only runner there's any great support for. A long way away from it is the toppy in Five Kingdom, who's gone six out to seven, back to six.
And those two are both going for three wins in a row here. Mark, how do you see race six?
Hossie's the best horse in the race, Declares War. I think it's going to win a good race one day, and I think it will win this race. The only issue you've got is I think it's going to be back in an awkward spot. It's going to need to get itself out of trouble and going to need a good ride, but it's certainly good enough to do that. If the brakes go its way, I think it wins. To beat number 14, Novatia, it was just a horror watch first up for the new stable. It should have finished much, much closer at Mooney Valley. Six Shrouded in Mist, I thought, was a terrific win at the Valley. It's got some hope again. And 1-5 Kingdom, it's getting better with each run back. It was a dominant win last time. It gets a great run from the draw. It's got some chance. Just needs even luck, number 9, 14, 6 and 1.
Yes, I agree. I think it's, I've got the same exact there. I think Declares War will win a decent race one day. He might be probably a South Australian Derby horse or something like that for the Weir Stable. He looks a good horse. Overcame difficulties to win last week. I think he'll be better suited on the bigger track and the longer trip, and I think he can win again. But Novatia will run very well. She just had heap of momentum up. It was a fast run race, but she had nowhere to go, and then got going again late after being checked. So she's the main danger. Five Kingdom won that race that I just mentioned, and he's yet to run a poor race. He's had five starts, three wins, two placings. He'll be in the money again from a good draw, and I'll put Ogatox in next best. Wasn't much of a win at Kilmore, but I think the bigger track and the longer trip will certainly suit this horse. But yeah, I'm playing the race around 9 and 14. 9, 14, 1 and 5.
Yeah, 9 also, the thought of Matt Hill Declares War to beat 8, 12 and 11. 9, 8, 12 and 11 for Matt. Race 7, this one down the straight over the 1100 and a lot of attention on Native Soldier, who I think, Glenn, is the joint favourite in the Magic Millions three-year-old race.
I'll make an absolute bird of that, Andrew, and tell you as I click on the Magic Millions here, go back to odds and tell you that Native Soldier is outright favourite. At $6 okay. Over Chess Star and Outback Barbie at 8 each of 2. Bondi, Granny Red Shoes and The Art of the Bar all at 11. And then a stack of them at $15. But outright favourite, Native Soldier, for the three-year-old Magic Millions Guineas, Saturday, January 12 at the Gold Coast.
Righto. So a lot of mention on this horse and also a couple of others that are running in Brisbane today. Take us through the prices here.
Right. Well, Felswip's out because he's running at Randwick for Matty Dale. So we'll start with Thermal Current as a $7 chance. Hussein Eagle at $16. Whispering Brook at $4. And that price makes it favourite. Holy Blade at $17. Native Soldier, $4.20. In fact, Whispering Brook, thank you, guys, it just made a change to make it $4.20 equal favourite. So we'll go back to the top. Thermal Current is now $6.50. Hussein Eagle at $17. Whispering Brook, $4.20 equal favourite. Holy Blade, $17. Native Soldier, $4.20 equal favourite. Quattronic at $26. Rocket Tommy at $19. Invincible Al, $6.50. We've got Holbein at $6.50. Top Me Up at $19. Wellsprung is out. I did it again at $17. And Red Core is a scratching. Best supported runner here is actually Invincible Al. Connections had a winner last night at the Valley. Joe O'Neill there and Pat Payne. Second pick is Native Soldier. Third pick is Whispering Brook.
Well, they'll be trying to win a double here with Chamois Road earlier and this one here as well, Dean. How do you see race 7?
Andrew, I see it as a really tricky race. You just wonder, you know, with Native Soldier still probably a month off his main goal, whether he's ready for this. He's one run down the straight. I thought they erred with the tactics. It was a day that was a strong headwind, and they tried to just ride him a bit too conservatively. He's a better running sort of horse. I've tipped him, but with very limited confidence. Whispering Brooks had a quiet trial behind The Answer My Friend, looked to go well, and can run well fresh. Thermal Current's got the race fitness and the draw to suit. He can win. And so can Invincible L with the lightweight, probably should have won last start. So any of those, and even Holbein's got a little chance here, I think. But I thought it was a really tricky race. 6, 4, 2, and 9.
I've got the same four numbers. I think Thermal Current's an each way special here. I think that race fitness is going to be all important in this race. I think the horse is going just about as well as it's ever gone. It was a terrific win down the straight. Had no luck at Sandown, ran terrific at the Valley. And I don't mind where it's drawn. It's got Rocket Tommy drawn out near it, so it's got a great line to follow. Claim for Ethan Brown. I don't think it will miss each way to beat number 9, Invincible L. Stretches out to 1,100 metres. Needs everything to go right, but got a chance. Then the two class horses, as Ben said, they won't be anywhere near wound up for this race, but their class will take them a long way. Number 4, Whispering Brook, and number 6, Native Soldier. Both got chances, but you'd think plenty more to offer down the track. I'll go 2, 9, 4, and 6.
Matt Hill likes Native Soldier number 6 to beat 9, 13, and 4. 6, 9, 13, and 4 for Matt in race 7. A staying race now. Glenn is race 8 at Flemington.
Yes, and we've got Pleasuring here. This is the horse. It's out of Sleepless in Seattle, Pleasuring. So a couple of horses named after parts of movies here in Melbourne today. Pleasuring is a $14 chance. Mazaz at 8. Goodwood Zodiac at $8.50. Crafty Devil is at 21. Diamond Grace at 26. The Gatting Ball at $8.50. Pedro Jimenez at 23. Captain Rhett at 7. Earth Angels, $6.50. Chapal, $6 favourite in a very, very open betting race. California Grand Cru at 11. Dondre, 26. Kalalo, 19. Tavonian at 18. Sassoon at 41. And Scratch the two emergencies. They haven't sort of beaten down the doors to bet here, but Earth Angel is the most popular runner already today. 7 into 6.50. Second pick is California Grand Cru, who's been 14 to 11 since the markets went up. And then you go back to the toppy in Pleasuring as third pick, but adrift 13 out to 14.
Mark, how do you see race 8?
A lot of chances, Andrew, but some good value chances here. I'm going for number 6, the Gatting Ball, who I think is a good stayer. Just built up beautifully late there last time. I think with a quiet ride, just get your timing right. It'll be very strong at the finish to beat number 11, California Grand Cru. I just can't see how it's double the odds of Chappelle. It beat Chappelle there at Sandown fair and square last time. I think it's got a great chance again. Number 7, Pedro Jimenez. Awful at Ballarat, but gets back to Flemington on a better surface with 52.5. Can improve at big odds. And I put number 2, Mazaz. Looks like getting a great run behind them and should be strong at the trip. 6, 11, 7 and 2.
I'm going with California Grand Cru. He's a good, strong stayer. And as Mark said, he beat them fair and square last start. And the form around him's okay. And I think he'll run well again. The mares, Earth Angel and Pleasuring, they've had the go at the 2500 last preparation in that South Australian Classic. And both performed pretty well. I think they're both going okay, and I just thought that they'll be competitive, numbers 9 and 1. And certainly the Gatting Ball, he lost a bit of momentum when the horse broke down just beside him there at Sandown, and thought he got going well late, and just hope they don't push him too far forward from the draw. As Mark said, he needs a quiet ride, and I think if he gets that, he's a good chance. But a pretty open race, 11, 9, 1 and 6.
And for Matt Hill, it's 9 Earth Angel to beat 10, 1 and 5. 9, 10, 1 and 5. And the last at Flemington at 5 to 6. Glenn?
Yes, race number 9 on the card here today, which is the norm on a Saturday. And in this ninth event, Essence of Terror is the toppy here, and it's a $9 chance. Nantali at $12. We've got True Excelsior at $5, and next pick is next horse is Phil the Flute at 6. Queen Annabelle at 15, Chatterchuck at 13, Scratch the next two. Smart Coupe 26, Regiment is out, it's running at Randwick. Hey Now 41, Trichy Frank at 5, I Am Queen $4.40 in favourite. Bond Sensation at 34, Warrigal's at 26, and World of Hope's a $71 chance. You've got to go up towards the top here for the two best supported runners. They are Nantali, 26 when the first markets went up, And the others, well, the scratchings, Hussey's Glow was 26, Favonsky was 21, and Regimen was 7.50. Was into 13 earlier today, now a $12 chance. It is the most popular runner over True Excelsior, and then to I Am Queen, third pick.
All right, so again, a longer horse being supported early. Dean in the last.
Andrew, I'm pretty keen on True Excelsior. She's had a freshen up after a luckless run on Derby Day, and she has jumped out well at Geelong in recent weeks. I think she's just got the ideal draw to have the right run here and be hard to beat. I think there's a good ruffian, number 15, Warrigal. I thought it was a big win at Wodonga on Cup Day. She ran right away from them. Has always had ability, this mare, and I think she's got a chance drawn out where she is. Nantali did come up big odds early. She's trialled up well, and she'll be strong late in 13, I Am Queen. It's just a matter of whether barriers 1 and 2 for I Am Queen and Twitchy Frank are a disadvantage by this stage of the night, or the day. Sorry, 3, 15, 2 and 13.
Yeah, I'm with number 13, I Am Queen. Gate 1, certainly the query, but you've got D-Dun to overcome that. Rides the straight well. Fantastic win first up to beat number 2, Nantali. I thought it was a great trial. Looks like it's come back in terrific order. Going to be very strong late, the 1,100 metres. Number 12, Twitchy Frank, was a good win first up. Can only be fitter for that. And I had the misfortune of backing number 15, Warrigal, each way at Gundagai there, two starts to go. It's fair to say it didn't have much luck there. It was a terrific win last time. It's far from the worst at good odds. 13, 2, 12 and 15.
In the last for Matt Hill, he's all over the 13, makes it his best bet of the day here to beat 3, 12 and 4. 13, 3, 12 and 4, and that's Matt's best. Race 9, number 13. What's your goes, Mark?
Mascolino, horse race 3, number 2, the best, and I reckon Thermal Current race 7, number 2 is an each way special.
Each way Thermal Current. All right, mate, have a good day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, how are you going to play Flemington?
Andrew, I agree with Mark with Mascolino, and I like True Excelsior in the last, race 9, number 3.
Race 9, number 3, okay. So that's Flemington, the first there at 5-1. I haven't given you much notice here, my apologies, but there's an interesting two-year-old today in the English nursery, the $500,000 race of Mick Price's, Touch of Paradise, who's had a barrier trial in Sydney and stayed in Sydney since then. Have you seen her?
I can't say I have, Andrew.
Okay, righto.
I thought you were texting me about how the John Farnham concert was when you said Touch of Paradise, but there you go. I'm way off, absolutely miles off where you were, Andrew. Sorry.
Sorry, no, this was my fault. It was a late call to you.
Yeah, this is what he did with Extreme Choice a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Won this race and ended up a Blue Diamond winner. So, Michael Walker going to ride. Now, I've got to say, I haven't seen Touch of Paradise.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's had the Sydney trial and stayed in Sydney since because it ran off in that trial. So, Mick has done it before, as you say, with Extreme Choice. It's a $500,000 race today. Have you spotted anything else?
Andrew, I've got to say, I put it all into Flemington and last night at the Valley, and we've got about 3 provincial meetings in Victoria, but I haven't spotted anything there either. So it's all at Flemington for me.
And Yay Picnics are off.
Yay Picnics are off. Heavy 10 at Geelong. Cranbourne tonight will be a good meeting. Track won't be too bad.
Righto, Dean. You'll be at Flemington?
Should be, Andrew. Yes.
All right, mate. We'll let you head on the road there. Take it easy, and we'll hear from you tomorrow after 11 and then on Monday as well.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there. Glenn, some jockey challenges that are up and going?
Yeah, we'll stay at Flemington, Andrew, considering we've just finished the preview there, where Mark Zara is the 210 favourite in the jocks today. Over Craig Williams at 380. Lockie King is at 650. Dwayne Dunn's at 950. Any other jockey at 10. Ethan Brown is a $12 chance. A good jump then to Fred Kersley at 41. And Stephen Baster at 51. At Royal Randwick for Villiers Day and Inglis Nursery Day, Jason Collett, the 210 favourite, over Huey Bowman at 4. Jay Ford's at 7.50, Timmy Clark's at 9, James McDonald at 11, Corey Brown at 14, any other jockey at 16, and the boss, Kieran McAvoy, is a $26 chance. Kembla not available at the moment, and neither is Doomben. And speaking of those two programs, their previews come up between now and 10 o'clock.
Exactly, and we should mention Rory Hutchings not now riding at Kembla, so they may have been waiting for some jockey replacements there. We'll update on that jockey challenge through the morning.
They did give a stack of there's a stack of replacements out there already for Rory Hutchings.
We'll update on those.
Yeah, Lee Magorian's replacing him on race one and race five. So Mistress Mouse in race one, Make 'em Cry race five is Lee Magorian. In race four, Mitchell Bell replaces Rory Hutchings on Admissible. And they're the ones they've advised at the moment. And Kembla won't be the same today, Andrew, without our regular man there, Wayne Harris. He's been in hospital during the week, Harry, but don't worry. He'll be fighting back our man. He's too hard to keep down, and he'll be desperate to get back to the next Kembla meeting they've got there.
He will be. We'll be previewing that with John Scorse in about 10 to 15 minutes. Good on you, Glenn. We'll hear from you right through the day out there at Randwick. Enjoy Villiers Day.
Yeah, 11 o'clock the kickoff. Speaking of Kembla, that'll be the first preview today on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Don't forget, if you've missed anything through the morning, you can catch up by going to the Sky Sports Radio Twitter page. At Sky Sports Radio 1. It's got tips, it's got interviews. We'll update as we go through the morning with all the tips, but it's all the handle at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Hi everybody, Darren Flindell here, hoping you have a wonderful Christmas and a very safe one as well. And we'll certainly look forward to calling you many winners. Have a great one.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Are you gambling on flying away these school holidays? For fantastic value and convenience, remember to book your airport parking online. Book and save at sydneyairport.com.au. Speaking of which, we have heavy holiday traffic from Arncliffe on Marsh Street, both ways, near Airport Drive. A crash reported at the M5 near Kingsgrove Road going outbound from Bexley North. Watch out for that. We've had a couple of accidents cleared up from Parramatta Road, one at Lidcombe, the other at Auburn. Need to do a Bunnings Warehouse run without blowing your holiday budget? Now you can pay with Zip at Bunnings Warehouse. You can stock up and pay nothing today. Interest-free. Visit zip.co for more. The latest traffic on the number one for racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart. Grab a 700ml bottle of Grant Scotch Whiskey for just $35.99. Grant Scotch Whiskey. Triple wood, triple good. Enjoy responsibly. Catalogue out now. Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart.
Whoever you're backing in the Villiers Stakes, Tab's got you covered with a $500,000 projected first four pool. That's right, $500,000 at Randwick this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the Tab app. With more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing? Tab. Download the app and visit your local. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Inglis, the only auction house to sell a two-year-old Group 1 winner in Australia this year. Estejab in the Golden Slipper.
Estejab hanging on from a hood and Estejab.
Written by in the Blue Diamond.
But it's written by for Jordan Childs. What a victory.
Seabrook in the Champagne Stakes.
And Seabrook goes on to win it.
And the Autumn Sun in the JJ Atkins.
The Autumn Sun stretches and
wins. Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? Inglis.com.au.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales Provincial Preview.
And it's another day in the Racing Queensland Summer Carnival today. The Lochnay and some vital two-year-old races for the Magic Millions. A soft five, but an upgrade is on the cards early. They've only had 4 mil overnight. Penno 5.2 on the rail at 4. Race 1 clear. Race 2 take out 10 and 11. And in that second race, the rider for 13 Idle Situation is Luke Tarrant. Race 3, the scratchings are 4, 8, 10, 11 and 13. Race 4, 5 and 6. Race 5, 4 and 12. Race 6, takeout number 9. Race 7, 3, 6 and 9. And race 8 is clear, while race 9, the scratchings are 12 and 14. Michael Maxworthy's on the job for us this morning. Morning to you, Maxie.
Good morning to you, Andrew. We've had a lot of luck with the weather for our summer carnival. It was looking pretty ordinary last Wednesday, Thursday, when the Bureau were predicting so much rain, like 50 mils yesterday and a further 30 today. But they got it completely wrong, thank goodness. And as you said,
a soft five today, perhaps an upgrade, and Jim Roberts, the track manager, has described it as probably the perfect racing surface for this time of the year.
Yeah, and again, we're just like us in Sydney, mate. You've just got to monitor and see if anything does arrive later in the day.
There is a chance of that. You know, summertime in southeast Queensland, we often get those storms. So we'll keep you monitored throughout the afternoon. But so far, plenty of blue sky overhead and a nice breeze blowing.
Brynick, number four, is the favourite in the first here for Chris Anderson, currently at 340 at Tab. Nine, Constantine at 480. And Apollo Boom, number one, is the next best at $5.
I think Brynick's got a good chance. He puts himself into the right spot. But this is a leap in grade compared to the opposition that he's been meeting. I'm looking at Chris Munster's runners here, and I've got St. Patrick's Day ahead of a stablemate, Constantine. I've been waiting for St. Patrick's Day to get onto a track with just a little bit of give in it, and he'll really relish that today as he steps up to 1,600 metres. He was a very talented two-year-old. I think he's had a few issues through his three-year-old days, but on the strength of his last start closing effort over the 1,350, he's ready to win St. Patrick's Day. Got him in on top of number nine, Constantine. His two runs back have been good, finding the line strongly. Third up today from a good gate. Then number four, Brian Neach, because he makes his own luck handy to the speed. And Apollo Byrne steps up in trip today. He can go forward. Good use of the claim for Jackson Murphy. But pretty keen number eight from 941.
Race number two, it's over the 2,020 metres. And Sophie's Gold Class, number 12, is the favourite at 330. Esther Courage, number two, is $5. Magna Fighter, number seven, at $6. And Stanley is at $6.50. Not a lot of movement at this early stage in the market for race two.
Now, you've got the favourite Sophie's Gold Class backing up from Doomben last Saturday. And then you've got the previous Saturday won by Esther Courage. And there's six horses lining up from that race, lining up here. Just a little concerned about Sophie's Gold Class at that price. She's a tall, long-striding mare, and I see gate one as a disadvantage. We've got a field of, what, 11 of them lining up here, and she's one-dimensional. She gets back, so she's going to need a whole lot of luck in running. So I'm looking at that Esther Courage race from a fortnight ago, and I'm going with number seven, Magnu Fighter, who finished fourth in it. He was stepping up from the mile to the 2,000 for the first time. Over-raced a little bit early, so Jack Duncan's taken the blinkers off today, and he was exposed. He was shunted out three deep from the 700 on the circle, but he never gave it away. He was only beaten about a length and a half behind Esther Courage. I'm hoping from the whitish gate, Dale Smith goes forward on him today and sits up on the pace with Stanley and controls the tempo. So Magna Fighter for me to beat number nine, Hang. He was in that race the other day, the Esther Courage race. He was on speed, battled on well. To Esther Courage, Chris Wallace Stable out of the coast, have got this guy flying at the moment. Because of his recent consistent record, the handicappers are just starting to get hold of him, but he is in great form, and then six deconstructed, 7.926.
Race three, a class three over the 1,350. Kelly Sweet has got the favourite three, Bluebrook. It's pretty steady at 2.80 this morning. 12 Exela is at 3.80. Orbach, number two, has been a mover this morning, 5.50 into 5. And number 5, New Horizons, is another one that's tightened since everyone jumped aboard this morning. It's been 8.50 into 7.
All right, Andrew, the tempo here, possibly Soaring Hearts. I think All Ease might go forward and New Horizons, the Frankel gelding. And I can see Bluebrook popping into a box seat position here. And I think he'll win and represent the best bet on the card today. I just think he's well above the opposition here. He had a great winter carnival around some talented horses. His first up run here a fortnight ago, third behind Hingis Rose. But the way that race played out, it didn't suit back Marcus, so it was pretty much impossible for him to get up. But he did close, and he was only a neck off beating Hingis Rose. I think he's come back in great order, Bluebrook. This looks perfect for him. To beat number 12, Axello, this is a rising class for her. Looks to get a lovely run today. She was wide last time from a whitish gate. Number 5 goes into the mix, New Horizons, the gelding by Frankel. He's been very good under the guidance of the Mars stable at Eagle Farm. He bolted into the coast the other day by 4. And then number two, Our Barkey's drawn better today, three wide last time. Three, though, the best bet, Blue Brook from 12.52.
Race four, the two-year-old races now, and this is the Feel and Ready. Sun City high up in the market for the two-year-old Classic of the Gold Coast. It's $1.95 this morning, number two. Cramerick, number three, they've decided to go up there at 3.30. The Toppy, the Odyssey, 7.50, along with Lubeck, number nine. And Well Prepared, number four, for Stuart Kendrick, it's at $10.
Well, he's $8 at the moment, second favourite behind Unite and Conqueror for the millions in a month's time. But I'm tipping that's not going to last long, that $8. I reckon he'll win today, and he'll challenge for favouritism. I had a good look at him at the stables yesterday. He's a beautiful horse. He's not tall by any stretch of the imagination, very much built in the shape of a sprinter. Massive hind quarter on him. In fact, he looks like a three-year-old. And I thought he was very professional running second to Stampy in a recent trial at Doomben. It was an educational trial to get him on the right-handed leg, and he railed beautifully and wasn't tested at any point. He's got the inside gate, Jeff Lloyd to ride. I think he'll win. To beat number three, Cremerick. Gee, he had no luck last start at Rose Hill. Three deep early, four wide, five wide turning, yet he didn't give it away, and even Hugh Bowman said he was satisfied with his last 100 metres. He's drawn a lot better today, but I just think that Sun City might be a bit too sharp for him. Then number one, the Odyssey. He's got good form for Kelly Sweeter. And number nine, Lubuck. Two, though, a good thing, Sun City, from 3, 1, and 9.
Now, the Callaway Gal is race five for the two-year-olds, and Gay and Adrian have got Single Blonde up there, number seven. It's been 270, 260 this morning in favourite. Of course, she will, number one, at currently $6. The horse from Rockhampton, Better Reflection, number five at $7. And Gala Miss, it's been a mover this morning. An hour ago, it was $10. It's now at $7.50.
I'm happy to hear that with Gala Miss. I'm giving Kelly Sweeter a big day today. You mentioned the Waterhouse Spot Runner, Single Blonde. So she's been back today, and she was back at her first start on McKenzo, 3.30 into 3.10. Hesitation at the start, but she managed to get herself up into a perfect trading position behind the leaders. I thought she had her chance, but so often they improve from start one to start two, so I can see why there's money for her. And this is a very, very even contest, I feel. Luck in running is going to play a big part. But I'm going to go the way of number two, Gala Miss. Now, she's only had one start, and she won it back in early October. She won it luckily because Button Pusher was going to beat her. Remember, Button Pusher took on the rail, and Gala Miss got over the top of the lake. Now, Kelly Sweeter described her as a little fatty before that race, and he's aiming her at the Magic Millions. He eased up on her after that. He gave her a trial the other day. She had a good blowout. He rode her out in the trial. And I reckon she's going to be hard to beat at that good price today, Gala Miss. Over number seven, Single Blonde, the Randwick base runner. Three Button Pusher. Significantly drawn a good gate today, and Ryan Maloney goes on. And she's got blinkers first time. She'll put herself right up on the speed Button Pusher. And then number one, Course She Will. 2.73 and 1.
To race number six, the Bribey. And Jeff Lloyd, talking with him through the week, he thinks Hootson, now that he's back aboard and been riding the horse in track work, is really going well. And the price says that, $1.45. Cressida, $8.50. And Tarzan at $9.
Yeah, she's Group 1 material, although she hasn't won at that level. Have a look at her form. Second to Nature Strip, and no luck at the last couple of runs there at Mooney Valley by Vador and Brave Smash. None of these horses can boast any form like that. Look, she's got a bit of weight from there, 59.5, but it's only over the 1,050, and she's got a good gate where she's going to lob probably into a box seat position here. A couple of leaders, horses that love to lead, Tarzan and Grasida, should spear to the lead. She should be right on their hammer, and they rode her quietly in a recent trial. She didn't have blinkers on in that trial, and they managed to get her in behind, and Jeff never let her go in the home straight, so she's ready to explode today. To beat number three, the good old boy, Irish Constabulary. A bit of giving the ground will suit him. He's got gate one to stalk. Two, Have a Say. Blinkers are going on him first time. His record this track and distance is very good. And then four, the likely leader, Tarzan. 1, 3, 2, and 4.
Race seven, a class six, Shogun Sun, back today. It's been 4.380 and now 3.60, number 10. Mashani Bullet, number 8 at 5.50, along with Constant Flight, number 12. And then it's out to Snitz, who's back today at $7.
It's a good race, but I've got a lot of time for this fella, Shogun Sun. He didn't have any luck at Randwick a spell. He's had two barrier trials to fit him up. I know the statisticians will be looking at his first up stats, five goes, only two placings. But last time he was first up, it was at the Gold Coast, and he ran fourth, beaten about four lengths. The winner was Champagne Cuddles, and YPO was second. There's none of that kind of form here. I loved his recent barrier trial when he had a good blowout in it. I reckon he's ready to go, Shogun Sun. To beat number 12, Constant Flight, she beat him in that trial, but I believe Constant Flight had his plates on. I need to confirm that, but I know Shogun Sun didn't. I believe he did. He had his work shoes on, so they did trial very well. And Constant Flight's got a little bit more natural speed, will probably race ahead of Shogun Sun. Got number 8, Mashani Bullet, in the mix. I think he'll get burnt off early, but he'll charge late. And then number 11, Stanley Park. Bit of give in the ground will suit him. Open race, but pretty keen on the 10, 12, 8 and 11.
And you mentioned with those shoes, they're heavier, aren't they?
Well, they're their work shoes. They're not like those big, heavy steels. I don't think that they used to have years ago. But they reckon it makes, if you talk to a lot of the trainers, they reckon it makes three or four lengths difference, Andrew. Okay. In Sydney, I think they're all plated, but here in Queensland, trainers have options to have their work shoes or their race plates.
Okay. Let's move to the Gold Edition, Race 8, Zoo Style. Really competitive race, number 1, Zoo Style at 270. Up for Gaia Waterhouse and Adrian Botter's Chestar, number 2. It's been 380 to 370 in the last hour. Outback Barbie at 420. They dominated. The next best is Churning at $10.
Yeah, those are these top two in the market. They're blessed with high speed, but in particular Zoo Style. Two or three strides out of the gate, he's in full flight, and I reckon he'll be able to cross Chestar. That's been his pattern, and his four wins so far. He's been extremely sharp, high cruising speed, and a bit of give in the ground is absolutely perfect for Zoo Style. He doesn't really like it hard and fast. Chestar's very good. He's won his last couple in February and recently by leading, and they'll probably have a crack for the lead, but I reckon the other guy will be a bit too sharp early. I reckon they'll fight it out. Throwing an Outback Barbie, she probably wants something a little further, but she will run on strongly here. And then number 12, Churning, who was good behind Barbie last start, went third. One to beat 2-7 and 12.
Okay, the last today is the lock day, and Nick and over here, number 4, it's been 340 out to 350. Victorum, it's gone 380, got to 420 an hour ago, it's now $3.90, Victorum. I'm a Ripper, number 2 at 480, and Tie Zone, $7.50.
Well, I'm going Nick and over, Victorum, but it could easily be the other way around. It's just all of the talk during the week about us probably needing to build an arc, and I was looking for ducks, and... Nikanova fits that bill of the duck, but look, you can't argue with Nikanova's form. Now, I know it was a narrow victory last time, but he was held up. He was in first gear to the 200, and then when he got the split, he had to go from first gear to top gear, and he managed to do it. I reckon had he got clear running from the top of the straight, he probably wins by two. He's a quality horse. I'm going to stick with him, Nikanova. Definitely Victorum, he's going to appreciate getting up to 1350. Sectionals at his last two starts over the 1200 metres have been extraordinary. Then number 2, the likely leader, I'm a Ripper. But I think he'll get a bit of pressure this time in front, and then one most important. Great race to finish with. 4, though, Nikanova from 9, Victorum, then 2 and 1.
You were keen about the two-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make, I'm giving Kelly Sweeter a big day. I'm going 3-3 Blue Brook, and I do think early in the day Sun City is a good thing as well, but the market's gone with him. He was at a good price earlier in the week, Andrew. He's now into $1.90, but I think we'll see him firm up in Magic Millions betting after that race.
Yeah, you mentioned $8 at this stage for the Gold Coast on January 12. Good on you, Maxie. Appreciate that. We'll certainly be listening and watching all the action through the day.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy from Doomben, where, by the way, we've got plenty of New South Wales meetings today, as the guys have mentioned through this morning. We've got Randwick, We've got Kembla Grange. We've got Aubrey Moree. There's a picnic meeting at Gosford as well. So there's plenty to go about around New South Wales today.
Coming up at 10, Paul Joyce previews every race in Sydney.
John Scorse is filling the boots of Wayne Harris, who's been in hospital through the week. And Wayne, I know you'll be listening. Good luck, mate, in recovery. He's a fighter, John Scorse.
Oh, he certainly is, Andrew. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. And look, if Harry's listening, get well soon, mate. He's had a tough time of it over the long period. But, yeah, look, he is tough as nails. And, I'm filling his shoes. I think they're like skis, aren't they, Andrew, just about?
Yeah, they are. No, good luck to you, Wayne. Yeah, they are. Yeah. All right, let's have a look at Kembla. The first race, the two-year-old maiden, Mistress Mouse, number 8, the favourite at $4 over Hightail at $4.60.
Gee, Andrew, this is a tough one, isn't it? None of these have seen the wet, and none of them have seen the track, and even at the trials they haven't raced in the wet, but this is a definite yard watch, this for sure. 4.825. I thought this might be the key with the blinkers on here, Volpez, a fox wedge of Gerald Ryan, and it showed good speed last time at trial at Rose Hill. So, look, we've got the rail out as well. What is it, 11 metres or 8 metres from the 1100, should I say? And maybe there's going to be a pattern evolved throughout the day. There's a fair bit of a wait and see, but I'm going to go with Volpez with those blinkers on for the first time. Well, you've got to expect, obviously, the Waterhouse Bite Horse, the I'm Invincible. This showed good speed. It wasn't ever asked to do a whole lot at Ram. It was a little bit unlike those, and only the one trial, so it tells me it's probably ready to go. Too high tail for Peter and Paul Snowden. A written tycoon was bred to get through it. The trials at Hawkesbury, they never asked them to do much at the trials, the Snowden camp. And 5, I thought, was probably best the rest, Bollywood. James Cummings, it's a sepoy, but out of a Lon Romare screen, she's pretty handy as well. But got to have a look at these in the yard and the market closer to the race, Andrew. 4.825.
And with Rory Hutchings not riding, Lee McGoran takes the ride, race 1, number 8. Now, are you pulled over? Are you okay?
Mate, I'm right at the top of the mountain. I didn't chance going any further, Andrew, so I hope that's coming through loud enough.
No, just saying, can you flick your indicator off? It's just coming over, it's taking a bit of you away. If you're safe-wise, sorry, that's the main thing. No, that's fine. Race 2, number 3, Gayatra at $2, Miss Jenny at $3.10. They're the main ones in the market, John.
Yeah, the main ones in the form as well, Andrew, and I saw it that way. 3.567. Probably progressive, this girl, Gayatri, for Chris Waller. The Newcastle win was a soft 6, and that was good and strong from back. And, look, I thought the Hawkesby run first up was quite solid as well in between that place. So he's left it in, which is nearly a tip in itself, isn't it? One win on the soft, but a Piero, got to go with it. Miss Jenny will give it a really good run for money. She's been terrific this preparation. Look, solid last time beating Nacho Libre. That was a pretty handy 64. So she's well suited in a class 2 here and can probably cut a few corners. I'm not sure whether that'll help it, but she's good in the ground and she's good at the trip. The last 2 have been at the mile. There's not much between these two. 6 goes in here. I Arise, he's progressive. He's straight to a class 2, but some of his maiden runs were good before. He got the job on Protest there last time. I think he definitely would have won the race, though. And, look, he's third. And, look, Hesperos for Robin Luke Price. They're backing it up. All the form's on top of the ground, but he's backing it up and he's left it in, Robin Luke Price. So I'll throw it in 4. 3.567 the second, Andrew.
Righto. Race 3. This market, all these races were affected by scratching. So the new market has Sazavi, number 9. It's been 175 right now, number 9. 2 Noble House at $4. And Alia, number 5, is at 4.80.
Yeah, I made it 9.25 and 10, Andrew. Look, you've got to go with it, Sazavi. Only out of the placings twice, and one of those was beaten just over 2 lengths at Newcastle, but she'll probably lead. She's on the back up, and the last one came off 5 weeks as well. So, look, she's going to get out and run, and I don't think she's going to have any problem getting the 1,500 metres here. So I'm going to go with her, but a little one of the markets found her in nice and short there. Noble House has been good in his last couple. He's got his foot right on the till, this fellow. Last one was really good in that race behind Concave. So he'll run well here for sure. Then you got five, Alia. This has got the blinkers on today for Chris Waller, Yusuke Ichikawa in the saddle. And last time we saw it here at Kembla Grange, it was pretty handy there off a good speed. So it's resuming since August. But with those blinkers on, you'd think they mean business here. And at 10, I thought it was probably best of the rest. Pelican, we'll call this. So what, 9, 2, 5 and 10, Andrew.
Righto, to race four on this seven-race card. Number three, Deal Breaker for Kieran Maher and David Eustace here. $2.20. Admissible number 10 now with Mitch Bell taking the ride there. Number 10 at $3.20. And Reunion, a mover over the last hour. That's 8 into 7 in the last hour, number 5.
Yeah, Andrew, I made it 10, 3, 5 and 12. I think it's pretty close admissible. Last run came off 7 weeks and I probably needed it on the heavy. Look, it was wide. I know the best part of the track in the straightener, they were all getting out deep there, but it was still wide all the way, and it was only beaten 3 lengths, as I mentioned, off the 7 weeks. The Wyong run was pretty good behind Prahar, so I think it might nearly be her day. Despite the wide gate, I don't really think that'll concern by the time you get to race four, so I'll go with it on top. Look, definitely Deal Breaker, a done deal horse, having a good run with his horses, isn't he, Kieran Maher? Both its runs were on soft and wet tracks. Its first run at Sale was a beauty, and then Donald wasn't too bad, but now up here in the last two trials, got to respect it for sure. The market certainly found it. Five Reunion interests me on debut. It's going to wear the blinkers, so Chris Wallaby's left it in. He had he certainly looked good at both its trials, so I think it's going to run well here on debut, and that gear change is obviously the key. And 12, I thought he'd put in best for the rest on a home track, Dashing Badger from the inside gate. Made it 10, 3, 5 and 12, Andrew.
Righto, to race 5, a benchmark 64 at Kembla. Number 2, Evict. It's 260 right now. Number 11, Ballistica at 420. Rio de Janeiro, number 9 for the China Horse Club. It's been 6 into 550. And She's Danza, number 15, currently at 7.
Andrew, they stand out a bit, these two. And outside them, I think you can have just about anything. I made it 2, 11, 13 and 6 at all points to Evict here. He's got very strong form around him, and his sole win was on the soft, and that was up at Hawks.